I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Civil war rages in Myanmar. After a February 2021 coup, the military began brutally attacking civilians. Resistance groups claim they're drawing closer to victory, but limited information coming out of the country doesn't paint a clear picture. Ed Weaver is with Spoken Worldwide.
They're killing people. They're burning down villages. COVID was going on about the same time. And so you've got multiple things that have almost brought Myanmar to a standstill in terms of any engagement with the outside world.
Why has Myanmar dropped out of the headlines? Weaver points to uncertainty. For instance, Ukraine has hope they'll completely drive out Russian forces, but people in Myanmar have no such hope of achieving a victory through military means. Ask God to bring peace and freedom to the country. It starts with the love of the local Christians who risk their lives to care for their neighbors. Energy shortages in Lebanon mean most citizens get only 2 hours of state-provided electricity every day. Many people have to turn to Lebanon's sunny skies. Solar panels have sprouted on rooftops across the country, powering refrigerators, washing machines, fans, and lights. Lulwa Al-Malouf says the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary installed solar panels for their online classrooms. They work to remotely train church leaders all across the Middle East and North Africa.
Most of our programs are either fully online or given in a hybrid model. So students, wherever they are in Morocco, Sudan, or Egypt, Iraq, they study through distance. And to be able to continue to train and equip them, we need to have this basic thing.
Please ask God to strengthen church leaders across the MENA region. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Please consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.